There'll be a lot of technology integration, so you'll have AI-driven recommendation engine, which will be very personalized. It can give you a personalized product suggestions, thereby increasing sales and customer engagement. There'll be big data analytics, which will start to predict demand trends. It will therefore help you to optimize inventory and enhance your marketing strategies. There'll be IoTs for supply chain efficiency, where smart tracking of shipments will ensure that the stock reduces, stock-related wastages are reduced. Chatbots and customer support will play a big part, which will be powered by AI. So you'll have voice support as well, thereby people who are not so literate, either digitally or otherwise, can also participate in this whole journey of either being a customer or being an entrepreneur of the e-commerce in the rural space. There'll be technologies like blockchain that will improve the transparency, because it will ensure the authenticity of rural product origins and trade documentations. So how will you overcome challenges in rural digital expansion? So the one of the challenges is digital literacy, and we have discussed that there will be a lot of training programs required for rural users on how to use digital tools. As and when more tools come, the training has to keep improving by it. If there are any infrastructure gaps found in terms of electricity, in terms of roads, in terms of connectivity, then the government has to invest in there and overcome that challenges. There must be a trust built in the digital payments. So a lot of awareness campaign to build trust on online transaction will have to be run in the rural side. Logistics and last mile delivery. So investment in transportation networks for improved services will have to be done. And how will you sustain the rural e-commerce? By encouraging eco-friendly packaging and fair trade policies. So you'll have be able to attract a certain set of customers or consumers who like to support these initiatives, and thereby create a sustainability in rural e-commerce as well. So how do you see the future of rural digital expansion? I think you'll have 5G-powered smart villages that will enable smart village. That will become IoT-based monitoring, and AI-driven commerce will take place. You'll get a hyper-local e-commerce models that will support region-specific marketplace for rural sellers. So it could be very close regions or at one region. The MSME will be strengthened. The cooperatives will take place more and more, and thereby digital inclusion of small business will happen for national growth. There'll be collaborations between government and private sector to ensure sustainable and inclusive digital policies. There'll be long-term vision set out, and everyone will work towards achieving the long-term vision to contribute to India's digital revolution. How do you transition to sustainable e-commerce model in rural areas? So by having a circular economic practices, by recycling waste materials and repurposing the byproducts, such as using agricultural waste for packaging, as an example. By doing an energy efficient operations, like implementing an eco-friendly technologies in warehouse and logistics to reduce energy consumption. By localizing the supply chains, thereby therefore sourcing the raw materials locally to minimize transportation related to and reduce the carbon emissions. By working with partnerships with e-commerce platforms, collaborating with platforms like Amazon and Flipkart, you can adopt sustainable business models, and you can take the help of government policies who supports through subsidies and tax incentive for rural business to embrace the green practice. What is the role of renewable energy in green e-commerce? So you'll have solar powered warehouses, which will utilize the solar energy for fulfillment centers in areas with unreliable power supply. You will have wind and biomass energy generating electricity using wind turbines, agriculture waste conversions. You will have decentralized energy solutions. So you set up microgrids for uninterrupted power supply to rural business. You will have electric vehicles for delivery, therefore reducing carbon footprints through EV-powered last mile deliveries. You'll have get the community benefit by job creation in renewable energy sectors and improve the energy access for household. So solar, wind, renewable energies can be utilized, and government is coming up with subsidies on it. And therefore, the return on capital for that is very less now, and very fast you can get it. So that would help to create and support the rural economy. This is an example of solar-powered warehousing. As you can see, the warehouse will have the panels on top of it on the roof, which it will capture all the sunlight, and this will get converted into electricity, which will be used internally. And it is possible, if you get extra electricity generated, you can share this electricity with the electricity board and also make money out of it. This is the biomass consumption in rural area. So dry ton per household per annum. So you'll get fuel wood, pigeon pea stalk, cotton stalk, sesame stalks. So all these stalks can be used to convert into energy. You'll promote eco-friendly products from rural enterprise. So you'll promote much more organic food, handmade goods from rural areas, and you'll have rural business produce biodegradable, non-toxic organic products. You'll have sustainable textiles and handicrafts, and you will support the artisans using traditional environment-friendly production methods by giving them subsidies, by helping them reach global customers. You'll help to for them to ensure that their cultural heritage and the local skills are maintained. You'll try to bring natural skincare and wellness products by leveraging the rural expertise in herbal cosmetics and Ayurvedic goods. Also, consumer demands, consumer preferences are changing. They are looking more for traditional products and services. They are looking more towards Ayurved to kind of give them the natural look, natural products for thing. So what we can do is we can cater to such eco-conscious buyers and have the relevant product certifications and brandings, and use the technologies like blockchain to ensure transparency in the whole process, and have the organic certifications for authenticity, thereby promoting local, organic, traditional, and make a market globally for our rural economy, and put that into premium pricing, because that's what customers are giving and anticipating, and therefore that will help support the rural economy. One of the other things would be, how can you have sustainable packaging solutions? So a lot of consumers are looking at biodegradable packaging. So you can use banana leaves, jute bags, paper-based materials instead of plastic. And there are consumers who are ready to pay a bit extra for that. You can otherwise start working on reusable and recyclable materials in case you don't have the above. And you encourage business to do this kind of packaging. Thereby, you address a particular segment who's ready to pay extra for it and hope to make a market out of it. You could also have a compostable packaging for food products. So you can promote natural fiber-based packaging that decomposes easily. You can run a consumer awareness campaign saying importance of sustainable packaging. And a lot of e-commerce platforms now give initiatives for categories for eco-friendly products. As I said, there's a natural consumer market that is emerging who are ready to pay more for it. So therefore, e-commerce platform is also providing initiatives by creating certain categories for eco-friendly products. Now, if you do all that, you can support sustainable packaging. What is the role of government and private sector to support the green e-commerce? So, for supporting e-commerce or green entrepreneurs, the government is giving some tax rebates and some grants for adopting these kind of production materials. Government is also going and training and trying to build capacity building so that people adopt eco-friendly business practice. The government is coming up with public-private partnership. So collaborating between e-commerce giant and rural cooperatives to come for the green e-commerce. You are having green certification programs to encourage compliance with global environmental standards. And you're supporting the renewable energy adoption because energy is very important to be taken. How are you doing it? How is government doing it? It's subsidizing the solar panel and microgrid setup funding for rural businesses, thereby not only ensuring you have renewable energy, but also increase additional energy is generated. The same can be taken into the national grid and saving the other form of energy creation. So how would you expand global market opportunities for sustainable rural products? So there's a lot of export potentials for green products. There's a growing demand for eco-friendly rural products in international markets. People are ready to pay premium pricing for such products. Cross-border e-commerce integrations, the platform is taking care. And because premium pricing will be there, the entrepreneurs can get, the business can get more revenue out of it. You can also get a good certification which is trusted. Use technology to prove your sustainable business model. And you combine all this, you will have a compelling story which you can use the digital framework to give that story for branding and use it to sell the product and support the rural economy. So what are the challenges that you have to overcome in e-commerce, green e-commerce adoption? So the cost of sustainable packaging is high upfront. You require a different machine. It's not available. It's very customized. So you require money for it, where you'll have to get the subsidies and grants for government for it. The literacy barrier still on how to do green business strategies. There is a limited renewable energy infrastructure right now. So to get access to off-grid and solar powered solution is time. You also have to be located in the regions where you get a lot of solar thing. Otherwise, you'll have to look at alternative natural resources like water or wind to do it. And thereby have more green e-commerce adoption. So you'll have to scale the e-commerce eco-friendly practices in such a way that the small businesses can meet the demand and also maintain sustainability. You'll also have to create a lot of consumer awareness and demand for such kind of products. So what is the future of green e-commerce in rural India? I think there's a lot of expansion taking for solar and wind energy, electricity produce and all that to be used for day-to-day usage and for e-commerce operation. Eco-friendly last mile delivery options are electrical vehicles, bicycles for local deliveries. There is now a growth of green digital marketplace where the e-commerce platforms is dedicated to sustainable rural products and selling only those products. Also, there's a lot of regulatory push for sustainability. So stricter environmental laws and green tax initiatives is helping push for sustainability further. And rural entrepreneurs are seeing an opportunity here where they are finding government is supporting them. They are finding there's a group of consumers who are ready to pay premium pricing. They are finding platforms now having separate category for it, and due to which now rural entrepreneurs are trying to take lead to get into sustainable business or green business. So can we engage the youth as drivers of rural e-commerce innovation? So today, rural youths are learning at a very faster pace. They are no longer dependent on limitations of the school, the government teachers and all. As with the tech adoption, they have access to all information over YouTube, Insta and all. So they are learning faster. They are learning much more. They are learning into areas which interest them. And also now they see value as being part of the startup ecosystem. So you are finding more and more young entrepreneurs who are launching new businesses. And because they come from rural area, most of the startups go into the area of agri-tech and logistics, because that is the current rural challenges that are there. You also find people, the youths, who are digital literate because they are born digital. They help to train the older generation in using the e-commerce platform and digital tools. Also, government and private initiatives are there. The programs like Digital India, Startup India, they are supporting a youth-led innovation programs. So there's a lot of opportunity for youth to become the driver for the e-com business or rural economy, become startups, and a lot of youths are taking that path. So what is the role of youth in digital transformation? So youth-led business, directly because they are technology born, they're using digital platforms to connect the local producers with the national or global buyers. They are coming up with innovative solutions to solve logistical problems, financial inclusion problems, technology problems, agri-tech areas, regi-tech also. Wherever they find a challenge in the way of doing business, they're coming up with very novel solutions and growing and adopting the digital transformation. They are using the social media tool as a very good sales tool. So platforms like WhatsApp, Instagram, they are helping the youth to promote and sell rural products. They are learning very fast and they are implementing even faster. They are coming up with new ways. They are demanding more things, and therefore they are also employing people at a very faster pace as their business grows. So there's a good role and an important role for youth in the digital transformation. So is there a special way to empower women entrepreneurs through digital platform? I think this topic we have discussed before, but yes, there are specific platforms like Amazon Saheli, Flipkart Samarth, who are concentrating on women entrepreneurs. There is successful case studies of Seva, where they are helping only women entrepreneurs to come up by providing training, by giving them market access, by providing financial support for them to come up. So women today are selling textiles, they are selling spices, they are selling handicrafts, they are selling artisanal goods and boosting the household incomes using the online platform. If they find any challenge, they are overcoming it, because the e-commerce helps them to run business from homes. So traditional barriers of office, interacting with other people all over, has come down. So they are able to overcome that mobility challenge. Also, the platform today are becoming very localized in terms of languages, in terms of content. And that is helping the women folk in the villages to adapt to it very quickly, learn quickly, and also innovate quickly on it. So therefore, women entrepreneurs are getting a flip in the e-com world in the rural entrepreneurship areas. So do they still have challenges and solutions for them in e-commerce? Yes, they face some challenges, or they may be facing some challenges even today. It's because of limited mobility. They are still not formally educated. They have limited education. They have social constraints that is hindering women entrepreneurs. The solution is with mobile first platforms and doorstep logistics, which is enabling a seamless online business operation. They are overcoming that challenges. A lot of NGOs and cooperatives are playing part by giving them training, by organizing financial resources for them, by advocacy the rural women. So through that, they are coming up with a collaborative business model. So there are many women-led cooperatives that allow shared production, pooled resources, and collective online selling. What is the future of skill development programs for rural e-commerce? One is, of course, digital literacy. So initiatives like PMG Disha, it focuses on training rural households in basic digital skills. Entrepreneurial training, which was not heard so much before. So now there are programs on inventory management, pricing strategy, e-commerce logistics, which is helping the rural sellers scale their business. So they're getting trained on entrepreneurships. Technology is helping them to upskill, not only in the area of technology, but a lot of other areas. So people have started using AI, data analytics, and doing social media marketing courses that is preparing the youth for e-commerce jobs. The localized trainings are there. So there are tailored programs for local industries like agricultural, fisheries, handicrafts, and much more. So the practical applicability is also taught to the entrepreneurs if they wish to become the entrepreneurs. So what is the role of education institution? So schools and colleges are introducing entrepreneurship and digital literacy courses as part of their curriculum. Many rural colleges are setting up incubation centers. These incubation centers are supporting youth startups with mentorship, funding, and market linkages. They are also coming up with practical skill-based learning. So hands-on training in e-commerce logistics, product branding, customer engagement is taught to them. They are collaborating with tech companies to bring who are bringing technology industry expert and digital tools to rural education institutions so that the rural people in rural areas learn it, adopt it, and move faster ahead with them. So what is the impact of youth and women on the growth that we are seeing in rural e-commerce? So obviously, more rural businesses are entering online platforms, thereby boosting their local economies. There's a lot of job creation and financial inclusion is taking place because of this. So digital entrepreneurship is not only making people work, self-work, but also generating employment for others. It's adding financial stability for youth and women and improving the GDP of the country. More importantly, it is stopping the migration from rural to urban area of people by providing them opportunities in their place of birth or where they are staying. E-com in rural has also helped to sustain and do cultural preservation as women and youth-led are actually learning their culture, learning their traditional ways, and are able to generate a livelihood out of it. So more and more people are adopting it. This whole thing, the knowledge arbitrage has now gone away. So there's a lot of participation from youth and women, which is now strengthening the rural economy. And it is aligning with India's vision for digital empowerment. Growth of social commerce platforms for rural sellers. So you have lot of business models, lot of business platforms. So platforms like Meesho, Glowroad, Shop 101 are enabling the rural entrepreneurs to start business with no upfront investment. All you have to do is social media integration, share your product catalogs on WhatsApp, Facebook, Instagram, and you eliminate the need for complex e-commerce website. You'll get a lot of localized support in terms of regional language interfaces, customer assistance, and thereby you have improved accessibility for rural sellers. You will get a lot of community driven sales, word of mouth marketing, which builds trust between the local networks and thereby boost engagement and repeat sales. So technologies like AR and VR, augmented reality and virtual reality, are they enhancing rural e-commerce? Of course they are, because now you can visualize the product using technologies like AR and VR. So rural buyers can try before they buy. So if you go to Lenskart, you can actually try your glasses before you buy it. So a lot of AR, VR is coming there. So categories like clothing, furniture, agriculture, tools, you have a lot of ARs and VRs that is taking place. You're also able to create virtual marketplaces where you can do immersed shopping experience. So you replicate the traditional marketing interface. It is coming up the curve. It is still not so much adopted, but it is definitely coming up the curve. Now, products like AR and VR actually build customer confidence. They bring about touch and feel thing which was there in traditional businesses through the digital mode, and therefore the confidence goes up and it overcomes physical retail limitations. So a small scale rural seller can compete with urban retailers by showcasing products digitally using technology. Blockchain for trust and security in rural e-commerce. So blockchain as a technology can be used for trust and security because blockchain is tamper proof. So what happens is it records everything what you want and then you cannot tamper with it. So that brings transparency in the process, that ensures tokenization of things, that ensures that whatever activities are done and tracked using blockchain technology are real and cannot be changed at all. So this eliminates fraud and ensures transparent financial exchanges. So more importantly, it can use to bring transparency in the supply chain process, where the buyers can track product journeys from farm to market, building consumers' trust in the rural goods. Also, blockchain-based identities, because it cannot be tampered with, it cannot be changed, allows the rural entrepreneurs to access loans, insurance, and microfinance with a lot of confidence. The other companies can give the money to them because of blockchain technology. So what are the future opportunities in social commerce and emerging technologies? So you'll have AI-driven social commerce where personalized product recommendations will come. There'll be automated chatbots which will enhance the rural shopping experiences. You'll have voice commerce for rural markets. So you'll have smart assistants get simplified the online transactions for customers with low digital literacy or customers who like to use their voice to do it or who are very lazy to type out or who don't want to type out. Whichever type of consumer can use the voice commerce for rural market. You can have blockchains in cross-border trade. So rural sellers can securely export goods without the middlemen and reach global buyers. 5G and rural connectivity will take place. So therefore, with faster internet speeds, you will get a smoother AR and VR integration and real-time interactions in e-commerce. So with that, we come to the end of this chapter. Thank you.